You may be seated.
Just saying speaks a lot to our communion with God. I don't know if you noticed, but it talks about ways that we draw near to Him, finding shelter in Him, our dwelling place with Him, our refuge with Him, and in God my trust abides. So abiding with Him. And this afternoon, that's what we're going to be talking about. Communing with God after communion. So let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of the Song of Solomon. Chapter 2. We're going to read verse 15. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. This is the word of God written to you as people. Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we do ask for strength. We ask for strength, Lord, to stay alert and awake as we hear your word read and preached. We also, Lord, ask that you would work in our hearts and our minds, that we would be thinking of you and of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that you would, by your Holy Spirit, make the truth of this passage known to us, that we may walk in a way that brings glory to you, that we may enjoy our walk with you and enjoy you forever. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we've come to the Lord's table. This week, hopefully, you've been preparing and examining yourself prior to coming to the Lord's table. And we focus a lot on that, and that is good, and we should. The better you are prepared coming to the Lord's table, the sweeter that grace will be. And the Lord will use that preparation to minister to you. But if we're not careful, coming to the Lord's table can be like walking up a mountain and getting to the top. And once having gotten there, think, oh, I've made it. And now I'm just going to coast on the way down. There's nothing else to do until the next quarter when the Lord's table comes back around. We can fall into that, and I encourage you this afternoon to not fall into that. Because we do not come to the Lord's table to experience the great feeding of our souls and then think, well, I've done it. I have prepared. I have confessed, I have repented, and I have examined, and I've laid my life out before the Lord, and I have ate at the Lord's table, and now I can take a break. We don't want to fall into that. When we have been so graciously renewed in strength from eating at the Lord's table, we have been renewed for a purpose: to be strengthened, to walk in increased faith and obedience. And that is one of the things that as we leave today, as we leave the Lord's table, as we leave worship, as we spend the rest of our afternoon as the Lord's day that He has given to us, one of the things that we can do is look for those little foxes that spoil the vines, to catch them and to get rid of them, as verse 15 tells us. Having come to the Lord's table and now leaving it, we can have a renewed view of the things in our life that need to be put to death, as Galatians 5 talked about, to those sins which so easily beset us. And I know that oftentimes when I have preached after the Lord's table, that I have preached about things to be joyful about. And that's the right thing to do as well, but there are times when we need to be reminded that before joy comes, we need to get rid of the foxes that spoil the vines. And it's not to say that we don't deal with big foxes, but you can bet that where big foxes all are, little foxes have gone unnoticed beforehand, and they have grown and become these big foxes. Or it could be that the big foxes have come because we knew the little foxes were there and we did not think to take care of them, to get rid of them, because we thought they're little things. And so they're not a big deal. I can think of the big sins that I've committed in my life, and I can go back and I can say, it started way back there. With something that I didn't see to be that big of a problem. So let us do what the Scripture tells us to do here in verse 15 and catch the little foxes. Because communion with God is not over. The Lord's Supper is never meant to be something that you rise up to and build up to and then have a crash and come down. The Lord's Supper is meant to feed you and strengthen you and nourish you on what Christ has done for you and to encourage you to greater and greater love and obedience to Him. So we come to this table, we have come to this table, we have eaten, and we have been strengthened. But now we have to walk away from the table. And how are we going to walk? The Song of Solomon is that book which presents the love between a man and wife as representing the love between Christ and His church, the bride. And while, as you read this book, you go through the Song of Solomon, you see such great poetic language and speaks of their love being so great for one another, their commitment solely to one another. And yet here we have in verse 15, maybe a little paraphrase we might say, that says, watch out. For even in this great love, there's something that can spoil the fruit of it. And it is the little foxes that do that. So in order for our communion with Christ to grow beyond what we have done here today, we need to continue to commune with God by the means He has given us. And it is here in verse 15 that we find those means. First, I want you to see that in verse 15 that we are to be aware that there are foxes in the vineyard. And more particularly, there are foxes in your vineyard, in your life. Secondly, we're going to need to know what these foxes can do. And then thirdly, be humble about the fruit in your life. So firstly, be aware that there are foxes in the vineyard, in your life. The first part of verse 15 is a command for someone to go and do something. But in this command, it is implied that there are foxes in the vineyard. You wouldn't tell somebody to go get rid of the little foxes if they weren't noticeable, if they weren't there, and if they weren't causing a problem. And there is a problem. There are foxes in the vineyard, and they need to be removed. So to say, catch us the foxes, is to say, take them out of the vineyard. Get rid of them. But don't only get rid of them only to take them out and put them somewhere else. When you have a varmint problem, you don't just capture them, put them in a bucket, and take them down the road because you know they'll be back. When you're dealing with a problem like this, like the little foxes in a vineyard, you have to put them to death because they are destructive. And taking the illustration of the foxes here, foxes are animals that are known to be sneaky, crafty, and destructive. They live in underground burrows or dens burrowed into the ground. They are destructive in the sense that they undermine the root system of any plant as they make their home. They are digging their burrows down and deep and loosening up the soil where the soil cannot provide the nutrients to those roots for those plants. They also take the material above ground and use it for their nesting. And so the Christian is like that plant. The Christian has roots and vines and fruit in their life, figuratively speaking. And this all works together to form our Christian life. And if these little foxes are not dealt with, they can spoil our relationship with our groom. And so there is a call here to know that there are foxes in your vineyard, and we are to be getting rid of them. What are these foxes? Well, we see what they are as we look at the middle part of verse 15. Foxes are those animals that spoil the vines. So a fox in the Christian life, a little fox in the Christian life, is anything that can spoil our relationship with our groom. And so to be just point blank here, these foxes, these little foxes, are sins that can spoil your relationship with your groom, the Lord Jesus Christ. They are sins that damage the relationship we have with Christ. And we would say, well, that would be any sin. That is true, but the author here is particularly getting to a point because we sometimes will overlook the little things until the little things grow. And we've overlooked them so long that they have spoiled the vines. They have damaged the vines. Well, beyond the implication that there are little foxes in our vineyards, is this command then to go and take the foxes, to catch the foxes, to catch them, remove them, and put them to death? And so as we leave the Lord's table today, as we leave the Lord's worship today, this is what we must do. Put to death remaining sin in our lives. And this is not to hammer you and to overwhelm you with constantly thinking about sin and all those things, but it is to remind you that our relationship with sin will not end in this life. And so we have a duty and an obligation to continually be looking out for it and looking out for it so that it does not spoil our relationship with our groom. Because we have to constantly deal with sin in this life, we are to be constantly repenting of sin in this life. Because we have come to the Lord's table does not mean that we have done enough repenting of sin for a while. If we don't recognize that there are foxes in our vineyard, then we will suffer the consequences of allowing them to remain. And this means that there is work to be done by you, Christian. There is a work to be done by you. And in this work, while we are relying on the strength of the Holy Spirit, and He gives us the strength to do this work, the work is ours to catch the foxes, to take the foxes out of the vineyard. This would be very close to what Paul said in Philippians 2, verse 12, saying this, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, there is work, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure." And so it is both God working and the Christian working in this relationship of getting rid of the little foxes. And as we come away from communion with God at this table, His table, it would be a shame for that communion to stop there. We are being called here this afternoon to draw nearer to God by getting rid of the little foxes, getting rid of those sins which we might not think are too interesting or too big to deal with. We have been strengthened for a purpose, to walk more faithfully, to believe more faithfully. We have to be able to recognize these foxes. We have to know what is to be in the vineyard and what is not to be in the vineyard. We do that by drawing near to the Lord through His word and prayer. You need help to recognize the foxes. You need help. Psalm 19 talks about the law of the Lord, how it revives the soul. The law of the Lord shows us what those foxes are. The law of the Lord shows us how to walk with God, and it does revive the soul. When we are confessing sin and repenting of sin and receiving God's forgiveness, there is that revival of joy. Knowing, yes, that my sin is ever before me, but knowing that Christ and His grace is greater than all my sin. Bringing that revival, that renewed spirit. When we do this, we are getting to know who the Lord is, and the more we know the Lord, the more we will be able to see the little foxes, the sins that need to be caught and put to death. There are consequences to letting the foxes remain in the vineyard. There are consequences to thinking, well, that's not that big a deal, or that's a little thing, and the Lord knows I'm a sinner, and I like that little thing, and I'm going to let it remain. There are consequences to not taking out the foxes, and that's what we see in that middle phrase here in verse 15, the little foxes that spoil the vines. We have to be really aware what little foxes can do. That's our second point, to know what the foxes can do. The scripture tells us of the damage they can do, so we will be taking serious the little foxes. They spoil the vines. And when the vines are spoiled, then there is no fruit. When the vines cannot communicate that nourishment to the fruit, then the fruit dies and the fruit withers and the fruit is less tasty, we might say. And so the scripture tells us here this damage, it spoils the vines. If you think back to the theme of this book, how is it? It is a figurative language of a relationship between a husband and wife, presenting that relationship, representing that relationship between Christ and His church. What any serious-minded spouse would want is a fruitful relationship with their groom, and vice versa, the groom with his wife. Anybody who's in a relationship would like to see good fruit coming out of this. And knowing the destructive force of these little foxes is key to taking action out of our heart's desire to draw near to God, to live a life that is pleasing to Him. I promise you that if you do not think the little foxes are important, you're going to suffer the consequences either now or down the road. You have to look for the little foxes and get rid of them. So calling our attention to these little foxes is important because we know what we are prone to do. We are prone to make sure there are no big foxes. We are prone to disbelief in the little foxes. It's like that in our physical life as well. I think that maybe we could illustrate it like an oil leak in a car. And you park your car every place in the same spot, and you see this little oil leak on the driveway. That's just a little leak, nothing to do, nothing to worry about that. Long enough, you do that long enough, you don't address that situation, and the oil has leaked out of your car, and now the car is not going to run as well, or possibly not run at all. But it was just a little leak. It was just a little out of time. But you see, the car was designed to run with a certain amount of oil by design. And so that oil is needed. But if we neglect those things, they eventually grow to bigger problems. Little foxes become big foxes. Little sins, if not addressed and repented of and turned away from, become bigger and cause more damage than we can imagine. The scripture says elsewhere in Proverbs 6, verses 27 to 28, where it talks about taking fire into your bosom and thinking that your clothes won't be burned. Or walking on hot coals and thinking your feet will not be scorched. Reminding us there are always greater consequences for our sin than we think. It affects us more than we realize, and it affects others as well. And we are likewise warned in Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8, where God tells us, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. We must know and we must believe that little foxes in our vineyard are there to spoil our relationship with our groom. We must first be convinced that they can do that. Because if you don't think that, you'll not deal with them. And you'll not catch them and you'll not put them to death. Now, these foxes can be many things. They can be things that we are not willing to admit that need to be put to death. They can be things that we think, well, everybody does this, and nobody worries about this too much. They can be little attitudes in our heart that, like the roots of a vine, nobody else sees, but they're in there. Attitudes of complaining, attitudes of being dissatisfied with God or what He's doing in our life. These are little foxes. These are little foxes that grow up. and spoil the vines. They may not kill your relationship, but they can do damage to the fruit in our vineyard. They can also stunt the growth as they damage the roots and take away nutrients. And like roots, damaged roots, they can be secret sins. Sins that your neighbor, your spouse, your parents, or anyone else will ever know about. And because they're secret to others, you think they're not needing to be dealt with. That can be a little fox. So it should be our prayer that God would help us to see the little foxes. Because we don't have that good of eyesight when it comes to seeing the little foxes. We can be blindsided. We can be focusing on the big things and letting the little things go. And these little foxes affect different people in different ways. We have people who are new Christians who are affected by little foxes in different ways. We have people who are mature Christians, been Christians forever, and some of these little foxes have been with them forever. Because sometimes you can get used to something and just say, that's who I am. That's how it is. And I've got by this far, and I haven't seen the destruction. But sometimes we don't even know the destruction that is going on, the spoiling of our vines that is going on right under our noses, because our eyesight is not as good as it should be. And so we should be depending upon God and calling upon God and asking Him to show us the little foxes in our life so that they can be caught and they can be put to death. Thirdly, we see then the last phrase of verse 15, catch the foxes, more particularly the little foxes that spoil the vines. Why? For our vines have tender grapes. Our vines have tender grapes. And from this, we can draw that we must be humble about the fruit on our vines. We must be humble about the fruit in our life. There may be periods of our life where the fruit is more evident. There may be periods in our life where the fruit is stronger, tastier, meatier. But we need to remember at all times that because of our sinfulness, the fruit in our life is tender. It is fragile and is subject to being attacked by these foxes. And all of us are in that case. All of us are subject to the sinfulness and weaknesses of our life. And that means that the fruit of our life is tender. In other words, it is like a new fruit. It needs protection. That's what this word here means. The tender grapes speaks of the beginning buds. So subject to attack. So subject and frail to resistance. We can look at Peter again as we often do. He was bold. He was strong in his faith. So he thought. And yet when tempted and attacked by Satan, he fell like a tree. He thought he was strong. What did he say to the Lord? Others may desert you, but I never will. I'm strong. My faith is strong. My love for you is strong. And yet he fell like a little tree without roots. And he fell hard, very hard. And were it not for the Lord praying for him, he would have fell all the way. So because we are frail and weak and sinful, we need to realize that the little foxes can damage fruit in our life, whether we are a young Christian or a middle-aged Christian or being a Christian for a long time. Our fruit needs to be looked at as tender so that we will not think it can stand up against the little foxes, because they will spoil it. You and I have heard and know Christians who seem to be very strong in the faith, and yet they no longer walk with the Lord. I'm having that experience now with a friend, very dear to me, and just got word this week from people back home that his life, both physically and spiritually, is deteriorating rapidly. And this is one who walked, you might say, and was looked at with great admiration because of his strong and faithful life. And yet, as you see the sins that he's involved with now, you know they started little. And they grew, and they grew like little foxes. I can assure you that the scandal that he's in now did not start out as a big scandal. But it started out as thought life. Started out as secret sins. Started out as little foxes. And pretty soon his communion with God began to be less and less and less. His nearness to God began to be less and less and less. Hopefully, you did prepare in a worthy way to come to the table of the Lord this week. And now the call is to continue to commune with God, to draw near to Him because of the renewed strength that He has given you in this meal today. We're not being fed, so we can leave here only satisfied. We are satisfied with how we have been fed. But the purpose of eating in our physical life is so that our bodies are renewed in strength, right? And the same way here in coming to the Lord's table, so that our life with God is renewed in strength, so that we may walk with Him in a closer communion after communion. And this is also one of those times when the devil is perched and ready to come into your life and attack you, thinking that you have come to the top of the mountain and you leave here and thinking that everything is right, everything is well, I need not do anything else. And the devil is like a little fox who seeks to spoil that relationship with your groom. We never get done with repentance from sin because in this life we never get done with sinning, do we? Don't let your guard down. You have been strengthened in this meal for a purpose, to be stronger and to be drawn to closer communion with God so that the days following, you don't lose ground in that regard, but you gain ground. You have been drawn close to God through this sign and this seal that He has given you in the Lord's Supper. And you use that strength to walk in a way that is more pleasing to Him. You use that strength to find and identify those foxes in your life, that you may be able to catch them and get rid of them and put them to death. Watch your heart. It is here that the little foxes sneakily burrow in and make a home. I would not see it. Your family may not see it. The ones even closest to you in your life may not see these foxes. And you may not see it. And that's why we need to go to the Lord again and ask Him, show me the foxes. Those ones that spoil the vines in my relationship with you. So recognize that the foxes are there. And sometimes they are little sneaky ones that even right now, the damage they are doing may not be apparent in your life. But you see them there. The trick of the devil is to get you to say, well, it's not really affecting me, so I'll let it remain. But the word of the Lord says, catch that fox. Put that fox to death, because it will have an impact on your life. So be aware of the damage a little fox can do to your relationship with Christ. They can spoil it. They can take the joy right out of your life. And be humble about your growth and your maturity and your fruits, realizing that your fruit is also subject to the little foxes. Do not think that you are so strong that even if there are little foxes, you don't have to worry about it. That goes against the Scripture. The little foxes spoil the vines. So relying on the Lord, relying on the strength that He gives you, trusting in His Word, asking him to show us where these little foxes are and what they are, put them to death and get rid of them before they spoil your relationship with the Lord and before your communion with God is destroyed. We can think of King David and how his communion with God was spoiled because of a little look, a little fox that turned into something big that changed his life forever. So yes, we have communion with God at this table. We have worshiped him today. But don't let that be it today. Continue to desire to commune with God and ask him to show you the little foxes so that you may draw nearer and nearer to him each and every day. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we know that we are oftentimes blind, we are oftentimes prideful, we are oftentimes, Lord, lazy, not willing to catch the little foxes, not willing to believe that they can spoil our strong relationship with you, not willing, Lord, to believe that our fruit is subject to the attack of the little foxes. And pray, Lord, that if that attitude exists in our heart and mind, that you would blow it out of there. Change us, Lord, and help us to submit to your word, to take the little foxes serious, to take the little sins in our life and to put them to death. And Lord, we cannot do it apart from you. We are totally dependent upon you, and yet you call us to do the work. And so we are pleading, Lord, that you would do this work in us, through us, that we might walk in a way that is